If one cannot chop wood, not from beams, this would be according to everybody, because even according to B'Shimon, it's muksamachem schisar and kiss. They're normally valuable. And not from a beam that was broken on yontif. Once the beam is broken, it's obviously not valuable. And normally we would say that even according to B'Shimon, one would also think that this is muksa, because once something is muksa at the onset of Bein HaShmashos of Yontif, right before Yontif, it stays muksa the whole Yontif as well, even if the reason that it was muksa falls off. Nevertheless, the Gemara assumes that according to B'Shimon, this would be mutter. Because according to B'Shimon, on the Drabbanan, like muksa, machmas, chisar, and kiss, he did not hold that since it's not fit, Bein HaShmashos, it's not fit the whole day. So we have to say, the Gemara learns that the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, who holds of Muksa, and it's Aser because it wasn't fitting before Yontif for Hasaka, for using it for firewood. And the Mishnah continues, and the Rav says it's a Chasuri Machzor, it's almost like something's missing in the Mishnah. What it really means to tell us is that you are allowed to chop from beans that were broken Erev Yontif, that they were fitting to use for firewood, but if you're going to chop from them on Yontif, when they are fitting, don't chop with the following. Vein Mavakin, Loi Bekardim, not with an axe, Velo Bemegera, not with a saw, Velo Bemagel, not with a sickle. All these things are professional-grade equipment that one should not use on Yontif. Ela bekoifetz. Rather, we leave it to a cleaver, again, which is not usually professional-grade equipment. And the Rav points out that a stam koifetz, which is this cleaver, it has two different sides to the teeth of the knife. And there was one side that had wider teeth, larger, I guess, and then one side where they were sharper and more tight together. And then on Yontif, since you're supposed to cut in a different way, you should cut with the tight part. Normally, you're not allowed to do malachas like Tiferes Sol brings that are machshirei ochel nefesh. Like here, you're doing a malacha to cut wood, but the malacha of cutting is not done for ochel nefesh. You're doing it for machshirei ochel nefesh, to be able to use what you're cutting for the fire to cook food. You're creating a kli to help you make ochel nefesh. And that's only mutter if it's impossible to do Erev Yontif. Here, you're able to do Erev Yontif. So the teretz is that you're not really doing a malacha here. You're not chopping wood from a tree. So this is only a din d'rabbanan. Because of Yontif, they allowed you to do this. Just do it with a shinoi by using the sharper, tighter teeth part, which you wouldn't normally use to saw wood. Next case, b'yishu malei peros. If you have a house that's filled with fruits, and these fruits are obviously ready for Yontif, sasum v'nifchas. However, the house was totally sealed and you couldn't get inside. And the Rav explains that it was not sealed with mortar. The bricks were loose. V'nifchas, and then it became open on Yontif. So because it was only asum midrabbanan because of stira, because it's not really destroying on Yontif if you would take down these bricks, because the bricks aren't cemented together. So therefore, when we look at the fruit is not muktza machmas iser, because the iser was only in iser derabbanan to access those fruit before Yontif. That's why it says, noitel mim koim hapchas, you can take from the area that opened up. And the Rav brings a similar thing. On an iser derabbanan, we don't say something's muksa just because something was usser before Shabbos. Like, for example, tevel, something that trumas and maisus weren't taken off. If a guy went along and did the iser of taking off tevel, what he took off, what remained, is not muksa, since the iser is only midrabbanan. However, the Ram and Rambam learn that this has nothing to do because it's only usser midrabbanan. Therefore, you're allowed to have access to it, and therefore it's not considered muksa, really. Rather, it doesn't even matter, even if the walls were totally cemented, like Tosfos Chadashim brings, and it was d'oraisa to get and have access to go through the wall and break it down. Nevertheless, that has nothing to do with the fruits. It's like an outside impediment. When the impediment is taken away, I can go and take the fruits that was never muksa. So it has nothing to do with the fact of what iser would be if I had to break down the wall. It has to do with the fact that since the fruit is mutter, it doesn't matter that the wall broke down. The fruit is always mutter. Some impediment was taken away. I can access the thing that's mutter. And therefore, you don't say that it was muksa before Yontif, because before Yontif, the fruit was perfectly fine and fit. I just couldn't access it. Rabbi Meir says that you can even open up the bricks, since there's no clay there. L'chatchila, you're allowed to break it down. It's a derabbanan to get oichel nefesh. You can do according to Rabbi Meir. The Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Meir.